I'm Daniel.
And I'm Micah.
And we are
the Sultans of Sport.
We're back, everyone, and we're ready for the start of football season. Micah, but before we talk about football season, let's talk about basketball. USA playing Turkey. Turkey led by 5 at halftime, but the USA came back to win 98-77. What do you think about that, Micah?
Well, I don't think it should be surprising because USA's pretty much always good at this.
Yeah, but what's more surprising is how close the game was. But I think it's more about how good Turkey is compared to how not good USA may be this year. Anyway, now let's go on to football. Micah, Clemson lost 45-21. What do you have to say about that?
Well, for one, well, they have lost all their good players.
Like who?
Taj Boyd, Sammy Watkins.
Okay. So what do you think this means for their season? Do they even have a shot at making the playoffs?
I don't think they're going to.
Clemson getting beat 45-21 by Georgia means now they won't get to the playoffs because they set to play Florida State and South Carolina, who they'll lose to. So now Carolina, who also lost by 24 points, played Texas A&M and lost 52-28. Michael, will they make the playoffs?
Also no.
I agree. I think that Carolina could go undefeated for the rest of the season and maybe make the playoffs, but I don't think even going undefeated for the rest of the season would be good enough to make the playoffs. So, Micah, after what you saw from Clemson and Carolina, who do you think will win at the end of the year when they play each other?
Well, kind of looks like Carolina. Because that's what's been happening for 5 years.
So you're saying South Carolina for the 6th straight year?
Yeah.
I agree. Carolina's defense might have looked bad, but Clemson's defense looked bad as well. But Carolina was playing a better offensive team than Clemson was. So, and I think their defense would be a little bit better. Okay. Let's see, what else do we have? We have, who do you think, since you don't have Clemson or Carolina in your playoffs, who do you think will be in the playoffs?
Well, Florida State with no losses, Auburn with one or none, Oregon with one loss, and UCLA with one loss.
Interesting. Give me some reasons. Why do you think Florida State will win?
Well, they are pretty good. Like, last year, they stomped everyone, so.
Right, Florida State ranked number one, and Auburn ranked number 6, and Oregon ranked number 3, and UCLA ranked number 7. That's your choices?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were all over the place.
Okay. I have Oregon, Florida State, number 4, Oklahoma, and number 6, Auburn. I have them all, I think they are all able to go undefeated, and if they go undefeated or one loss, I think they'll all make the playoffs. I think Florida State's schedule is very easy. The only team they have to play now is Clemson. That could challenge them, but after Clemson's game, I don't think Clemson will really challenge them. And
we've lost all our players.
And Auburn just has to play South Carolina, Alabama, and all those SEC teams, which is a tough schedule, but I think they could win them. And Oklahoma has an easy schedule, and Oregon has a pretty easy schedule, except for Michigan State, who I think they will still beat. Alright. Now let's go to the NFL. Let's look at the Eastern conferences and see who you think will win. Let's start with the NFCs. Who do you think will win in the NFCs this year?
Washington.
Why?
Well, actually it's kind of close because none of these teams look very good. But I think that Washington is just a little bit better.
Okay. I also pick Washington because I think RG3 is more healthy this year. The new coaching staff should be an upgrade. DeSean Jackson is a big pickup for them. And Alfred Morris will have another good year. And of course, they get to play teams like Dallas and New York.
And Philly with Mark Sanchez.
Right, they're not starting Mark Sanchez. Okay. What about in the AFC East, Micah? Who do you have out of Miami, New York Jets, New England, and Buffalo?
Kind of obviously New England.
Why?
Well, let's see. Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets aren't too good, though the Jets have done good last year. And New England's always up in the thick of it, so I think they're going to at least get to the playoffs.
I also have to go with New England, since they always win the AFCs. But if the Jets would start Michael Vick, I believe that the Jets would have a shot at beating New England. Okay. Now let's go to baseball. It's the last month of the regular season. And let's see who Micah has to win the American League divisions.
Well, in the AL East, it's pretty surely Baltimore, because...
Yeah, Baltimore leads by 9 games. So you pick Baltimore?
Yeah.
I also pick Baltimore to win the AL East, because no matter how well the Yankees play, the Orioles are also winning games as well. Alright, let's go to the American League Central. There's the Royals, who are ahead of the Tigers by a half a game, and the Indians, who are behind the Royals and by 3.5, behind the Tigers by 3. Who do you have winning that division? It's a tight race.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I disagree. Detroit's been struggling lately with their bullpen and offense and even pitching sometimes, even though they're supposed to have great pitching. So I think the Royals will end up winning that division. Alright, let's go to the AL West, where the Angels lead the Athletics by 5 games.
I'm going to say the Angels.
I'm also going to say the Angels because the Athletics just don't look good enough to beat the Angels because they just got swept by the Angels anyway. Now let's go to the wild cards, Micah. In the wild cards, the Athletics and Tigers are ahead of the Mariners by 1/2 a game, the Indians by 3 games, and the Yankees by 3.5 games. Who do you have in the wild card, Micah?
Well, since Detroit is going to win the Central, I can't choose them. So I'm going to choose Oakland and Kansas City.
Okay. I pick the Yankees and Seattle to win the wild card. So the Yankees have just been playing very well. But they're not playing well enough to catch the Orioles, but they've been playing well enough to get the wild card. And the Mariners, just being a half game out, the Athletics and Tigers are really slumping, so I think the Mariners will get that wild card spot. Okay. That's all for today, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can find us on YouTube or download it from iTunes.